Things had gone from bad to worse until the men in Ur of the Chaldees and in all the other cities around them were idolaters. And Abraham and Nahor and their father Terah were no different. They served other gods. Joshua chapter 24, verse 2. By himself, Abraham was not morally the equal of any of those three men who went before him, Noah, Enoch, or Abel. By nature, he was on the same level as Adam after his fall, or as Cain. Yet he was the starting point for divine recovery. Through none of those who preceded Abraham did God set himself to deal with the situation created by sin. Abraham was the first through whom he did this. Between Adam and Abraham, God worked with men as individuals. In Abraham, God went further and began to deal with the question of racial sin. God's whole movement to undo the consequences of the fall began with him. Redemption is completed and perfected in Christ. But redemption began with Abraham. Christ is the center and the heart of God's redemptive purpose. Christ is the midpoint of the line of recovery, of which the kingdom of God in fullness is the end, and Abraham is the starting point. For Abraham was not called and chosen for his own sake, but for the sake of his descendants. He was called to be God's vessel in dealing with a tragic situation, not to receive something just for himself. To receive grace and to transmit grace are two different things. When man fell, God took no immediate action. In Noah's day, he judged the world, but he made no move yet to redeem it. Not until Abraham did he begin to deal with the situation at its heart. Abraham was called so that through him, God might deal with the whole terrible problem of sin. Right at the outset of God's call to Abraham, we can see his aim clearly stated. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and will I curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Abraham was called to an inheritance. And this is a question of land. He was called also to be a great nation. And this is a question of people. Through him, all the nations